This is CliffCentral.com.
Can I say something, Jax?
One, two. That's all I had. Fuck. My life is exciting as fuck.
Did you say one, two?
One, two.
Am I on air?
Yeah, well, it's rock band, bro.
So this song you're hearing in the background is made by me. It's called Cowbell. Cowbellicious. Cowbellicious. Say more things.
More things.
When you're on 5FM.
What do you want from me?
When you're on 5FM, were they this professional?
Oh, God, dude. I got Roger good. I mean, like, have you seen how short that guy is?
Well, you can't say it. The nice thing is that you're saying it, not me.
He's very short.
And do you think he has that short man syndrome, that sort of anger?
No,
anger?
He's actually very cute, though.
Is it? Is he angry?
He's coming from a lesbian guy. I'm starting to question myself now.
Is Roger lesbian? You know what I liked? I liked your answer straight up when you said to the guy, you just changed my you just turned
woman.
Me into a lesbian.
Thanks, Gary, with the good hair. Really appreciate that.
And the thing is, you guys almost had like a famous Twitter battle of names. Because even Roger said, Juicy Jax is joining us. Chantal Fenter walked in.
I know, right? Yeah, I came with that Afrikaans stigmatization.
Because he saw that. He's like, Juicy Jax is coming, Juicy Jax. And then you were standing there for like an hour and he goes, what are you doing here? I'm Juicy Jax.
Yeah.
Oh, take a seat. Yeah, he's very weird. I've met him twice and it's been introduced by someone else. And he hasn't acknowledge me even in the room. But if he's introduced by someone that matters, like if John Christmas or Bevan Cullen has said, hey Roger, this is a very important person, this is Dave, then he'd be all over you. Doesn't give a shit. And that's fine. That's why we had Cliff Central, not there. How was it though? What did you do?
No, dude, I had fun. No, I guess everything, like, publicity is good publicity.
Is it?
Even if I screw it up.
You didn't screw it up?
No, I didn't actually. I could have had more fun.
Difficult on the radio because they've got 17 different things to do.
Yeah.
So in between the traffic and the sports and the news, there's kind of like, and then they'll do a 5-minute intro for you. Juicy Jax is here with us. So yes, Chantal Fenter is here with us. And you know what's nice? I said to you, we've got an hour.
I know.
Talk slowly.
Okay, hold on. I feel dramatic pauses
here. Can I give you? It's nice to start with a compliment.
Yeah.
Martin Evans.
Oh yeah.
He said, Dave, that is the hottest working comic in the country.
Oh. I'm actually...
So he never mind not said you're not the funniest or the biggest or the bestest. He just said, don't even start. That lady is working hard.
Just now.
Yeah,
quick. When does this comedy podcast start?
When I get you.
Remember how quiet Eric used to be back in the day? Are you there?
Been nominated.
Oh, well, thanks. How are you?
Ricky's here. Should we start again?
Let's.
All right. Listen, thanks for... Can we give a shout out to Cornelius? Shout out to...
Shout out to Cornelia. Shout out to Woody.
Woody.
Shout out
Michelle.
To Michelle.
What's on your lip here?
Don't worry about my lip.
This is bad, eh?
Yeah. No, actually, I was looking at the same thing now.
You know what's
don't
nice?
Worry.
It's like,
I didn't mess cornflakes.
There's
not,
a movie called Up in Smoke. The movie's called Up in Smoke, where he goes into the house to get the drugs from this guy that used to be in Vietnam, and he's mad. So he goes, whatever you do, don't look at his scar, man.
Yeah.
So he goes, fine, I'm not going to look at his scar. And then the guy's standing there, and he's just trying to look up the roof. And he goes, what are you looking at? I wasn't looking at your scar, man. So, Ricky.
How are you?
Rishlu, welcome. Rishlu,
thank
you. Do you know Jax Fenter?
I do know her, yes.
Okay, cool. Have you got a nickname?
Do I have a nickname?
No.
No.
It's I'm not many.
Rishlu's working fine.
Rishlu's working hard.
Yeah.
So cheeky, so early.
It's Richie, it's Mr.
Right.
Beats.
Are you ready? You need what time does this podcast start?
This podcast starts just now, man. There we go.
Ricky, Rishlu, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. Traffic
apparently
was
you had to get picked up from Rivonia across the road.
Across the road. I was actually lazy to walk because I was like...
Okay, what's on the show today? Should we talk about laziness in the industry?
There is a lot of laziness.
Let's do that for later. And then because we have a Chantal Fenter who Martin Evans claimed is the hardest working comedian in the country.
Martin Evans?
Yeah, who's the most not working comic in the country. So I think, Jackson, maybe it wasn't
feel
a compliment.
I feel like I don't want to comment, right? I still have to go back to Cape Town.
It wasn't a compliment.
How does he even know you?
Oh, dude, because he walks up Bree Street every once in a while and
taking
I'm lunching
photos.
There. That's it.
Taking
that's
photos
it.
Of his bike.
The fold-up bike.
Ah, the fold-up bike. You know what's nice is he chained it to the thing in Grahamstown. I said, Bree, no one's going to steal that. Just be cool.
But
there's
in Grahamstown,
there's even street people and thing who kind of steal it and their credit goes down And they're like, what you doing?
And then they bring it back.
It's a fold-up basket. What are you thinking? He says, oh, you're right. Hey, we did discuss this at the robbers meeting.
Did he really bring that bike to Grahamstown?
He filmed himself on it every day. Did a blog, a video blog, coming down the hill from the top. So he would drive his car. I don't know how he got the bike up there.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And then he would freewheel all the way down. And just take. Then he interviewed the donkey. Wow. Just before vlogs were cool.
Last week. Because he didn't get. Has he had that bike a long time?
Well, the one time he was heading down quite fast. He's had it for a long time. So that's, I'm talking 2011.
Oh, right. Because I only seen you started.
Because the reason why he had it in London, it was just the only thing you allowed on the buses and trains. You're not allowed to take a full bike.
Right.
So he's a law breaker. You got to know the laws to break the laws. Right. So he looked at the guy and said, can't bring your bike on the train, mate. It's a fold up bike. Damn it.
Right. Then you can sit there where the wheelchairs go.
Off a bike.
Just to see the paraplegic
so
section.
In traffic, do you think you would have got your quick on a folder bike?
I would have got your quick on anything.
Yeah. Did Eric pick you up?
He did pick me up.
He did. Of course, we were walking here at the same time, man.
But I feel if I walked, I'd have gotten you quicker, though.
Yeah, you would have.
Was it that bad?
You would have. It was the Ravonia, like the off-ramp. People just don't give a shit anymore. They be changing lanes.
I had a taxi in front of me, and I was going to overtake him, and he did like one of those 90-degree... fuck you kind of vibes.
Oh yeah, I call
it my expensive Chinese car is not interested in meeting your IS today. So I just let him go. I'm like, you go, buddy. I get the 90 degree turn and then straight like this. Like, you're not overtaking me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know what he did? 10 minutes later, stopped to pick up.
Okay, exactly what he does.
And I just cruised past.
Fire. Yeah, best way to do things.
But now what I do is I don't do the middle finger, but I do this finger. So
they think you're
we're
going
both going uptown, buddy. Oh.
that's the mother saying, I'm disappointed, I'm not
that's
angry.
Blazing. No. I'm trying to catch a taxi. I'm going to stop here, so I'm going to jump in
so let's
and
talk
then
about
fuck
things.
You up. Hi, how are you? I'm well. How are you, David?
We're going to talk about hardworking comics.
Awesome, yeah.
And things. We call it, it used to be called on the Gas Comedy Podcast, they used to call it something, it had a name.
Why? What was this? It
was something that was called Hardworking Comics, but it had a...
Inglorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards, yeah.
Yes, Industrious.
Industrious Bastards. That was Dusty's thing. So Industrious Bastards, because it's Dusty. So we'll talk about Industrious Bastards.
Yes.
And then the bigger thing that happened this last week was the Comics Choice Awards.
Yes.
Did you go, Jax?
Yeah, I was there. Okay. I was there. You weren't there.
Who keeps whistling?
Why do you keep noticing that?
I don't know. I was looking out for you. Come
anywhere.
On, man. You were getting paid, bro. I was just there for the free booze.
You know what I didn't have? I didn't have an outfit.
Were you at the awards?
Was it at Goliath Club?
No. Yes.
No, I wasn't either.
You weren't either. So you were at the woods. Did you have an outfit?
I went
in
a tracksuit.
I went in cheap stuff. I don't have cash.
Went in a tracksuit.
Did you go?
A full green tracksuit. I was there in all my splendor. You know what is messed up about this thing, though? I want to complain.
Which thing?
The yellow carpet.
Okay.
I was a nominee, right?
Yes.
I'm wearing a tracksuit. Everyone else around me is dressed up in proper suits.
Yes, yes.
So I'm standing there and I'm waiting.
You did
and I'm
it
like,
for the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the whole
I'm waiting because I'm like, yeah, let me do my interviews as well. And every time I walk up to one of the cameras to like do an interview, the person's like, no, it's fine. You can
don't
go.
Don't recognize you.
I'm like, guys, I'm a nominee as well. They're like, oh, you're a nominee. Then why are you dressed like this? I'm like, it's part of the
it's
fucking
part of the
thing.
Jewel, yeah.
Oh, what?
So your in joke was deeply hidden. Your in joke was hidden.
Then people
you needed the shoulder pads like Kanye did at the Pornhub Awards.
No, thank you.
This is what happens when you go to the Choice Awards and you don't expect to win. You go in the green track suit.
No, it would have been lucky if he went up on stage.
What was your category? Gino went up in his own little splendor.
Yeah, did Gino go up at the wrong category?
Leather jacket and jeans.
Yeah, that's it.
What was your nominated category?
The Next Level Award. Yes, I didn't win. Phil DeLonge won.
Tracksuit.
Yeah, I was in a tracksuit, man. I took this thing seriously. I was on my Bruno Mars / Vanilla Ice / whoever else you know.
But what was full on Wimbledon ball boy tracksuit.
You know what I mean?
What was the theme? Because everyone
it was glamour.
On.
No,
it was
glamour, the rhythm. Glamour with a touch of music.
So yeah, but dude, how are you supposed to dress
blown
like
music.
That?
Exactly.
It freaks me out when people
wear suits and a pair of headphones or something.
Yeah,
like and music.
You must basically dress like Jordana. Just be a classic man. Even if you're a woman, just be a classic man.
Where's the music parts?
Jax, what did you wear? I don't know what the Jax is.
The Jax. Yeah. The Jax. Dude, I studied music. My friends were really unoriginal. Chantal Chan, Jackie Chan, Jax. I don't know. That's the best.
That's fine. Like the nomenclature of any nickname is never makes sense. Because we call Eric Whitey.
A boost. All right, that's better than what I was
getting. I like that more.
No, fuck that. I don't like that. I like Whitey.
Chantel likes. Right. Chantel really likes.
Exactly,
she's
guys.
Part of it.
Nom 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 nom.
Wow. Wow.
It's not that type of podcast.
That's the next one.
the one after.
So I was naked in that chair last Friday.
I know. That's what was like. Did you sit on the packets or something?
No, we had a towel. Had a towel.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
But Chantel said cliffhanger. I'm like, no, mine wasn't even hanging. Like the one side just sort of crept into my thigh, and I got like that when it sticks to your thigh. Because your clothing is actually very important. I just want to say, your clothing absorbs a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
So when you're naked, your moisture's got nowhere to go other than back to where it was. So you just sit there sweating. Are you okay, Chantel?
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining a lot of things I haven't.
So we cover news. We got part of the news items, which are.
I'm still trying to get around that. You're all sitting here naked, sweating.
No, you don't sweat. What you're to say. Put the aircon on.
The aircon.
You don't
on.
Sweat. You just have your natural. Your body is. I'm just telling you now. You're making fluids as we speak.
I know, but more while you're asleep than when you're walking around.
Is it? Do you sweat when you sleep?
Yes.
Is that why you wake up? Sweaty.
Yeah, exactly. You must try this. Like, I used to go camping, right? So
All the time.
Like, go to Drakensberg for a few days. Yeah. So then, if you jump into, like, you know, your sleeping bag, when you wake up in your sleeping bag, it's always
moist.
Wet.
Oh.
Like, once it was raining, so I covered my sleeping bag with a lot of plastic. It was worse because I thought the rain got inside. Yeah.
It was you.
Like, you said, like, 1.5 liters of water per night. Did you know that?
Well, that's what the bugs in your bed live on. They live on that stuff.
Yeah, the bugs in your bed are actually off your body because of all the
skin.
So your skin, that actually exfoliates your skin. So you wake up in the morning
feeling really fresh.
Like a new person.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to change that linen, because that is what absorbs that litter.
And also put a bed, the mattress protector. That's also helps.
Right, man. What a lovely show this is. It's
so informative.
DIY.
Chantel, do you put a mattress protector on?
Dude, I'm happy I have a bed, okay?
A bread.
Are you such a struggling artist?
Yeah.
No, listen, on 5FM the other day, you chatted, you said you studied music.
Yeah.
And then something else quite real.
Photography.
Okay, so you're pretty much in the arts, whether you like it or not. Your parents disappointed as they are.
I know, dude. He's sitting downstairs going, just make quicker.
Who?
My dad.
No, are you kidding? Can't you come in?
No, he's on his phone. He's weird. He just talks about work all the time.
No, but then when we were talking about mattress protectors, he can come in here and liven the fucking thing up.
Is he really downstairs, though?
He's really downstairs.
Please call
him.
I can't have that. That's disgusting.
No,
dads are cool. I wish my
dad
had dropped me off somewhere in my life.
Really?
Not once. Did he ever? You got dropped
off
once.
No, he dropped me off. He just never came back.
Just that one time.
Said, I'm gonna buy cigarettes, boy. Don't worry. I'll be back in
Rothmans.
I'll never forget. When I smell Rothmans on someone, I cry.
Your father was probably smoking a cigarette brand that was discontinued. He's still looking.
Rothmans was discontinued. Lexington.
Lexington.
Yes.
What's better than your first Lexington?
Gold
your
dollar.
Next Lexington.
What's just better than your first Lexington? Your next Lexington.
Yeah.
It could be basically.
That was the line.
You could phrase it with wank or pie. Anything.
Yeah, anything for that.
Or apple.
Okay, Jax.
Wow.
Jax Chantel. What do you prefer being called?
Jax, actually.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Easier, yeah.
Now, let's talk about your industriousness. You came to Joburg when? Let's first tell people that you contacted myself on the Facebook Messenger.
On the face of
that's
I don't know how that fucking
sliding
works.
Sliding into the DMs.
That's where you found out you had a child. But you like them apples. So your specialist is like, ah, shit, another. Oh, no, she wants to jump on the podcast.
That's
okay,
cool.
No, that's fine.
Have you ever found out that you have a child?
Not as of yet. Depending on how making a child is
different. For a woman, eh? What if you just, you know, what if you're online and you click one of those pop-ups and you just click it, you fill it in and you forget about it, and then the child arrives, how you adopted many years ago.
Martin
and
Davis.
Here he is. Martin Davis.
Many years ago.
No.
Martin Davis and this one joke.
My phone, my Steve Jobs phone is racist because I typed in my friend, my son's going jawling this weekend with his friend Vuma. So I typed in Vuma and my phone changed it to Beamer because it knows to Kinder Beamer from typing.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, no iPhone, Vuma, Beamer. Steve Jobs in the graves arguing with me about my two black friends that I have. And one's not even
The Why is that even your friend?
One was my child's friend. He's going camping, Rishlu. So
where are they going?
I was thinking maybe he needs a mentor.
Yeah, okay, I got a sleeping bag.
No, no, just a mentor.
And a sleeping bag protector.
Coming in?
He's got 10 plastic bags for the sleeping bag.
No, please, I don't want to sweat too much. But that, you could wake up. So then if you go to bed drunk, why are you dehydrated when you wake up? Does your body, exactly, the alcohol doesn't go into the...
The alcohol actually dehydrates you already.
Because it goes into your bladder instead of your body.
Yeah, but it's alcohol dehydrates you from drinking.
Okay. So that means with the extra liter that you're sweating, plus the alcohol, that's why you wake up so dry.
Yeah, you should actually be, like, drink. Like, that's what I said, was to, like, get home and just take a bottle of water to bed. So every time you wake up, just keep swigging it. You feel much better in the morning.
Yeah.
You see, that's discipline in your sleep.
Yeah.
You have more discipline as a sleeping person than you do as an awake person. Because you're cruising at 4 minutes past nine, because but you've got plans for your sleep.
I do have sleeping plans.
Oh, we need to apologize.
I cut out the middleman by drinking a liter before I go to
sleep. I cut out the middleman by carrying on drinking when I get to bed.
Yeah.
Worst thing I ever did was
a glass of
guy,
vodka next
I bet
to the
you,
bed.
I bet you if you put a tequila next to your bed, and you swig it when you wake up, you'll get out of bed much quicker. Because you're going
to
want
to you need to run. Yeah, I need to run to the toilet.
Or you'll just be like, I just started the day very badly.
With the tequila.
Yeah. It so can my, only my get friend said, no, it can't work.
It can only get better from here.
At 6:30, the alarm went off, and I looked at that tequila, and I almost pressed the snooze button.
Were you drinking the night before?
Yes.
All right.
So I didn't do it. I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the guts to swig a shot
of
tequila.
But it's also weird because that's what a hangover is.
I'm not gangster enough.
If you start drinking again, you don't have a hangover, right?
Yeah. It's an old bumper sticker. Like, why is my mouth so dry when I drank so much last night?
Yeah, but everybody always says, just bite the dog that bit you.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Bite the dog that bit you.
I was actually, I'm sleeping with Kurt's dog. Mia didn't know what bit her.
But I know they say that, like, wake up and have a beer or something. It's a cure for your
hair of the dog, they call it.
The hair of the dog. But, like, people have different cures. Some people, like, have a hot curry or a big
breakfast. The egg thing does work because your brain is actually expanded because of the lack of water. Because it's mostly water and sugar, your brain.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
So alcohol's got a lot of sugar. So you've got too much sugar.
I do the drinking method, eh?
The water.
I have a beer.
In the morning.
The next day. Not as soon as I wake up.
Chantal, are you a bit of a alky? You seem like a problem.
12-step program. I'm going through the guilt trip right now.
Is there what step
Dad,
is that?
Dad, I'm really sorry that I drank last night. I got drunk last night. Yo, I had a few.
Where did you go?
I was at Parker's.
And traveling, you Ubering, or does your dad take you everywhere?
No, my father is my Uber driver.
Is he available? Next week, 28th?
Is that
Yeah,
is he,
of course.
Is he legit?
Look, he needs some work right now.
But Connie, is that does he work? Is he a worker?
Is he
retired?
He's a worker.
Okay,
he's
but how does he have time to do all these things then? What's he doing
they
now?
They just moved back from Cape Town.
To Joburg?
Yeah, to Joburg.
Ah, they've come to Igoli.
Mm-hmm.
So the Fenters are
City
here.
City of Gold.
Do they have a trailer?
No, but after Nicholas upgraded me to a van, because now I'm Vanter.
Rishi, you introduced Chantal the other night.
Yes, I did.
And I'm sure you said Sinead or something.
No, I said Chantal. Did you hear me introduce you? I said Chantal.
It's my
dialect. It's my dialect, bro. Sometimes it's just
the way it sounds.
Sounds colored, yeah.
So are you currently in my iPhone? Because Vuma and Bima are not the
and
same.
And Bonwa.
Bonwa spells it straight away because I spelled it so many times. My phone goes, we know this guy, sends a message to the guy. It's that guy.
You're the guy.
And then he comes in, Rishi Bonwa. I'm like, if I meet another Rishi, he's fucked.
Yeah. But it goes straight from your phone book. So all the names in your phone book are automatically
added to your
dictionary.
Yeah. You know you know that Russia didn't recognize beer as an alcoholic beverage until 2011?
Because it's gay or what?
Yeah, they were like, anything under 10% is not liquor.
That's what this is for the kinners.
I was just going to say, that would be so blazing. Like, sitting in class, you're like, class, what's 1 + 1?
That's the other problem. The higher the alcohol, the less it freezes. Over 40% won't freeze.
True.
That's why. So your beer, you can't drink beer in Russia.
Ice cubes.
He was only recognized in 2009. 2009 for that song he did. What song did Ice Cube do?
He'd be clubbing.
Fuck the police. Come
so you know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to put all my swear words as people in. Is that Fuck the Police? Is that his?
Yeah.
NWA.
Jeez, in Russia, you don't sing that song.
The first word you can't say. So
it's please
beautiful people with attitude.
Is it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No. It's just the NWA, but you have to say beautiful.
Is that
people.
The N? Is that what the
That's
N? Okay, cool. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And then ninjas with attitude.
Ninjas.
Yeah, ninjas.
I'm avoiding the word for your sake.
I watched the...
Hashtag Adam.
Jax, are you just giggling?
I'm sorry, because I was thinking about Adam and then he said it.
You know what's weirder? Now Adam's lazy. Become a reference. And it's quite a... It's for like white people together, they'll call you out. They go, Adam, you need to calm down.
This has become a verb now.
Don't oh, Adam. Sorry. You're going to have a bri. Don't become an Adam sitting at my right. Because that's what you got to do. Is you kind of everything becomes a slang, including the word, including so you go, no, Adam is my Brian. You're like, is this an Adam friendly zone? Can I go down to the bottom of the garden and just shout it at the wall? Yeah, get that shit out of your system, buddy.
Sorry, I just had an Adam moment.
it's like a burp or a fart. Knows, yeah. It's a racist fart.
Excuse my Adam.
Oh man, so it's a verb. It's official.
All right, so things that are happening in the world. You said we must talk about news items, and I realized I had an argument with someone about immigrating, and she was saying like this stuff's bad, like everything's bad. You just open the newspaper. I said, stop reading the newspapers. So it is bad.
Like about 5 children were killed in schools this week
that
alone.
Makes no sense. And then one teacher, one just teacher to balance
was,
it out.
One teacher was they stabbed a teacher dead.
Yeah.
They stabbed 4 children died in school this week alone.
And that's not
stabbing.
So there's toilets falling down the toilets, that seems to be.
Yes.
And then the other one was a food poisoning.
Food
the
poisoning.
Neighbor saw the
whole
kids
family
were hungry.
But the family died. The mother was in the hospital, the 2 siblings died. You're talking about that?
Yes.
Situation.
No, that's cool.
What happened? So I didn't
brother,
know.
But apparently they're checking the food from the neighbor who saw that they were there and said, here, have this.
Poisoned them.
Not poisoned them, gave them old food with some sort of a mold in it. And kids haven't got the same resistance.
But
as
the parent, the mother was also in. Because, like, I think when they wanted a. Because the kids died before they got to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And when they found the. Once they were informed the parents, when they got to the house to try to call her, they found that the mother was also incapacitated and then.
Sure.
They had to.
So this is the thing. The main thing I got from it was, now you need comedy. Because people say, why do you guys do comedy? The world's ending. The rand's gone. Shit. The petrol price increase now is the biggest in the history of South African increases.
In the history of the
percentage
world.
Percentage-wise. Yeah. Not in the history of the world. Oh. But there are no petrol increases overseas. The petrol price is not,
it's not
a subsidized thing. We use it as a road fund. We use it as so many things suck out. From your petrol for your litre is actually only 3 rand.
Yeah.
It's the other 15
rand. So why
rand
is there so many potholes? Why am I driving through potholes every day?
It depends where you're going.
I'm going everywhere.
You know, and here in Modderfontein, we have a lovely program that we've started.
What is it? Neighborhood Watch.
Fill the bottle with sand.
The guy sits there in a chair with a cone, and as you come past, he puts cone in the pothole, and then you go around it. And
it takes
yes, I've seen that system.
Fire. What a guy.
System.
What a guy.
At the Vol, if you go to...
What would you do without him?
If you go to Funderbale, there's kids that have got sand on the side, and they put the cones there, and then it's like a toll. So it's 10 rand to go that way, where they fix the potholes with the sand.
Wow.
Or you don't pay and you can go that way.
Through the
but you can't get past.
That's job creation, guy.
And
that's
like,
genius.
It's also military.
Kids.
Very military.
Driving
the kid, the kid makes a funny noise when it bounces off your car like that. But I took the other road.
Did you just...
You're not getting much in, Rand.
Yo.
Chantal, so let's start from the beginning. I heard that you had emailed us. No, you sent me a message on
sliding
Facebook.
Into the DMs.
In the DMs, right?
Noticing, first of all, that I didn't reply for a long time.
Yeah, because when somebody says,
not no. A DP.
When somebody says, hey.
Wave.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
the waves are sent by Mark Zuckerberg.
I've been getting waved around. I get waved all the time.
Dude, it's happening to guys now. It was girls, it's happening to guys.
Figure
wavy.
I don't know why people are wavy.
But I don't know what it means. Does it mean?
Yeah.
Is it like,
no, it just
means were they driving past and didn't have time to talk? And it was like, hey. Oh, shit.
Or just a hi.
We could have had a conversation.
Hi. Just
the people that have seen you.
State your intention.
State your intentions.
One time.
What's the intention of this wave? Then they go, oh, stop trying to be funny. I'm like, no, really, what does this wave mean?
Yeah, I understand in life if somebody waves at me, then that means we didn't have enough, we weren't close enough, or we acknowledged each other, or even said, hey.
It means I must wave
and
back.
And they were like passing, but why are you sending me a message that says, hey? Like, where do I go from here?
Okay, so is that a rule? But let's talk, first of all, industrious. What have you been doing this last few weeks?
Well, I've been you've been seeing me performing.
But the people out there have
the
people
in of the universe.
So I saw Yucky Life on Friday and Saturday.
Last week I was at the Parker.
Okay.
This week, well, I'm actually going to be at the Comic Con.
Are you enjoying? What are you doing, Comic Con?
Just doing 5 minutes of hilarious.
Is it set up as comedy?
I think, yeah, I think there's performers. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's hosting something.
He's hosting a few of the panels. Yeah, yeah.
Fedora is LARP.
Actually, I think he's there already sitting backstage. Just
do you know?
He's gonna
the real Spider-Man thing from 1950, the guy that they used as the drawing. Actually, looks like a Spider-Man.
Robin is there.
Robin, the
other one.
From Batman.
Yeah. Did you know that?
So, Comic-Con, I want to talk about comedy. We struggle to, like, there's a thing coming up now. There's a thing at the Rusty Hook. So myself, right. Warren Robertson.
Yes, I've been trying to get there. Huh?
No, Prince is on.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a different colored person, but it's so far.
Is Prince colored?
I'm a different colored person.
So Prince is on, and then
it's far, man.
It's far, but the thing is, we get 25 people. Comic Con has got one of the extras from Wakanda.
Right.
Like extra third guy from the left who got shot last with a flaltanium. Centanian, he's there.
Vibranium.
Sold out. 20,000 tickets sold out.
It's got nothing to do with him.
Two of the big guys pulled out, though. Two guys that were supposed to be
Aquaman.
Aquaman and then the Falcon.
He pulled out.
Yeah, it's on News 24 now.
This is the Falcon pulling out.
Is that why they got the guy from Big Bang Theory to come through that owns the comic book store?
I saw that this morning on the news. That's how much I read news in the morning. So fucking I'm dedicated.
So old
people. But I just want to see, like, is marketing incorrect because the comedy's funny?
This thing is also international, so it's like. You're going to go there and there's going to be people dressed up like Bart Simpson and Mario Brothers.
Vittorio's.
What would you go dressed as?
I'll go dressed as Vittorio.
Some Star Wars Havaianas. She's dressing up as Vittorio.
I actually have a Star Wars t-shirt on right now. This is my Star Wars
t-shirt. Vittorio is dressed as that guy that owns the comic book store in The Simpsons. You know that guy.
Oh, is he going to dress up like that?
You know that guy.
Was he dressed up like that?
Oh, no, I think he's dressed up like that.
That's cool, though, because that is. I love that guy.
That actually looks like
it. Just the time he listens to this. So
that's good.
We're incriminating each other in this. It's nice. I like this.
Chantal
Jack Spector, if we disappear and die, just know.
Are we discussing who is Victoria Coaches?
Yes. Be nice.
Are you talking about the one that has the ponytail?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
The one who owns the comic
book. That is, it would be with this. Just put glasses on.
That's legit.
Or he already has glasses on. He could also go as one of the guys from Star Wars, one of the bigger Ewoks. Daddy. How do Ewoks fuck? They must have a sexual system there because there were a lot of them.
Yeah, normally I think what happens when you get to a galaxy far, far, far away.
Shit happens.
It just happens because
sperm everywhere.
Yeah, because like even when the army comes to it, everybody looks the same. They always got like the same clothing on.
How does Chewbacca get to work?
By train.
Ewoks.
What train?
Is that your
bicycle?
Sorry, sir, you can't get on the train with a bicycle.
Yeah.
I didn't see it was fold up. You may get on.
You may get on.
So that's so Martin Evans is Ewok, is it?
No, he's Chewbacca.
He's Chewbacca. Yeah.
He's a what? Jabba.
There's going to be a couple of those.
He's a Jabberwocky. No, Jabberwockies are dancers. They wear masks.
So there'll be a couple of those Ewoks there, I'm sure.
This guy.
He pulled out Falcon. Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
I only saw he was good.
He was actually booked for the show.
Clarence from 8 Mile.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Is that Clarence from 8 Mile?
Yeah.
He was booked on the show. He pulled out as well.
For the podcast. His real name's Clarence. And Clarence lives with his parents.
More cowbell.
It's someone's phone.
It's not mine.
The fuck? Alright.
My phone would never sound like this.
I don't mind a bit of music.
If that's my ringtone, get rid of it.
What was that? Alright, so that was cool. What the fuck?
Anyway, that was the inspiration.
It was ghost.
Moment.
So that was nice. That actually is lovely because that's our next section of the show.
Gremlins in the system.
Did you enjoy talking on the radio?
What, like?
On Wednesday. When was it?
I did actually, dude.
Did you listen?
Because it's in the mornings, it's hard to listen to the other one because they talk too much shit. And then that one there is heading towards talking too much shit as well.
Right.
Because they've got a lot of stuff that they talk about, and then you're like, well, I don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
I listen for the news and the traffic and stuff.
I hate it.
The band is cool. YFM?
Yeah, it's only house music. They don't give a fuck about life because if you listen to house music on Sunday at 12. Friday at 3 a.m. Like, if I put it on right now.
So it'll be house music. Get it on your radio. Get it online there.
That's it. I have the app even because
okay, so you. But I felt you had a, your voice was quite lacquer for radio. Have you thought of doing that?
I actually have, to be honest. But
so your voice isn't radio for now. You seem a bit fucked now. But I'm saying
no,
normally.
Dude, but this is beer, dude, and smoking.
Yeah,
how small
smoking.
Have you ever is that room at Parker's to smoke in?
No, you know you're not supposed to.
Oh my god.
There's a big sign that says no smoking.
In the smoking room.
That room. No, you don't have to smoke. Just go stand in the room.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's like
three deep breaths. You'll be fine for a year.
It feels like I had 13 degree burns on my lungs last night.
That's that. No more lungs, basically.
This is why it sounds like this right now.
And we were going to get Carvin Goldstone a comic of the year. Let's call him. Is it Carvin's comic of the year?
Friends, yeah.
He's landed. He's landed now.
Yeah, it was only landing at 10:30.
And we were going to get Carvin and Alfred Adrian in the studio together.
That would have been the dopest day.
Would have been. You know, all the stuff that's on Facebook isn't true. No matter how clever some guy's comment
an
is.
An audit was sent yesterday, by the way.
And the thing is, the audit, only if the rules are broken can an audit be done.
There's a spreadsheet.
It's just a spreadsheet. It's an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay, well, that's Excel. That's I don't understand how Excel. When people send me, have you seen an attachment when it's an Excel? You just go, ugh, no, man.
I'm not going to read this.
Really?
It's worse
because you end up clicking.
When someone invoices you
an
Excel,
you end up
so
clicking.
The item was 95.
Cell.
Yeah, the item was 95 rand, and because of the Excel formula, the VAT was 15%. So the VAT had a common excess. So the VAT was 14,000 rand for the 95 rand fucking clutch cable. So then it multiplied it. So the thing came to 958,000 rand 273 cents and 22 cents. And
for a clutch cable.
For a clutch cable. So I said to the guys, this is a mistake here.
I will punch you in the neck. Repeatedly.
So can you give us a rundown? Was the Comics Choice first half, second half? Just tell the people, because a lot of people out there don't care about our little infighting gripes and stuff.
Everybody doesn't care.
Don't care.
Yeah.
How was the show itself, Eric? How did it open?
What did it open with? It opened with...
Being PC, man, 2018.
Yes,
being PC,
it was a voiceover by Laz, and they had like a Star Wars style font.
Okay,
that was
so
rolling.
We mustn't be so politically correct.
Yeah, it was
like, worry
like
about
Back
what
to the
say.
Future vibes, yeah, like future coming back to 2018 to sort out being PC and.
But it was Terminator 2.
No, you went there, Rishu. Shut up.
Basically, was.
I'm inquiring. Fuck
out. Then you must, but then you must make it like a question at the end. You must go up. Was it Terminator 2?
That's exactly what I did.
Let's record it and see what you said.
He's going back.
He's
auditing you. Live audit.
He's a Terminator.
So yeah, the whole they're coming back from the future. The year 3000 comes back to 2018.
Okay, what were they wearing?
Because they had to fix something because the funny doesn't exist in 3000.
Okay.
Because everyone is so sensitive.
So he reacts that there's nothing funny.
Yeah, so there's nothing funny. So they had to bring someone from 2018.
I know some comedians
started.
Like that now.
Yeah, that's happening already, guys.
They had to fetch one person that basically started the whole political correctness thing.
Who was it?
Take them to the future and go, yo.
Just pussy my
this
money.
Is not the thing.
who did they choose?
I don't know.
So they're taking one guy from now back to there. So come help us. We don't know what's funny anymore.
They're like Never Snower or something.
Who did they choose?
Weirdly enough, do you want to
what are you talking about now? Like,
so to choose a man or woman from here to go to the year 3000 to teach them
about
comedy.
The chick in the wheelchair, man. The chick in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, dude. She was dope, though.
Yeah, she was amazing.
She was
so
dope.
We sent her.
She was...
Pretty much. Well, she had no leg, and at the end of it, she had
a big leg. That grew back.
That grew back. Holy after Jesus. She drank petrol, which was...
Okay, well, I'm glad I was
It just became, it became funnier as the skits went on. But
dude, I thought that was hilarious.
Everyone thought that the chick in the wheelchair was Celeste Ndoole.
And it wasn't.
To be honest, if you were sitting far away from the stage,
you're like,
nice.
Because she had like gold beads on her head. Okay. And then everyone was like, this is...
It's a good sketch.
Yeah, it was blazing though.
Okay, cool. So that's opening.
And then they had like a Rebecca Malope character that was praying and stuff. That failed, but it was funny as well. Not failed, but like it was funny because of how like she
put
the character.
Do you find that the audience pays, say, $300 to go and watch a ticket? Then you find that the comedians laugh at the weirdest parts of the joke.
Yes.
So, when Gino got his award, there's someone filming and they're just shouting at him. And it's a joke. Gino organized this comedy, plus he also does a good set. And then he was like, shut up, man, shut up. And then he eventually did do like a little joke. But then he got serious when he said, I dedicated it to Rustam August.
Yeah.
Because they had started Starving Comics.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then the guy shouting, tell us a joke, felt like a proper puss because he's like, oh, shit, okay, that's it. Because Dead Guy beats everything.
Beat you to
you
death.
Someone's,
in, yeah, and someone's, Robert was throw dead yeah, guy.
Tell us a joke, tell us a joke. Dedicate
sick guy, sick guy might trump dead guy.
No, not when you got a, if your opening scene is a lady sick in a wheelchair with no leg. Bed.
Yeah, I'm talking proper sick, not like flu. I'm talking like...
Oh. Yeah. No, the dead guy trumps everything. Cancer. And then, as he said that, the guy that was filming it realized that he went, yeah, big ups, big ups, big ups. Like, yeah. He just got roast battled. I see your tell us a joke.
You got Eric.
I raise you.
You got Russell Eric August. 2018.
So you were the actual record...
The guy filming it was probably Gino's buddy. He said, yeah. Just film him and I go...
That was Mark, man.
Oh, Mark.
I saw it on Instagram.
Best. Johnson.
There we go. Been saying Mark Jones.
Who's Mark Johnson?
Week. It's a comic from Cape
Town.
Oh, the way you're like, it's Mark, man.
Thingy.
Mark Johnson.
No, Mark, that's that guy.
Good old Marky right, Mark.
So then what happened? Chantel, take us through the next phase of the
wheelchair.
Show.
There was a
don't
phase.
Look at me like that. Were you drunk again?
No, just not the start part.
Okay.
I was sober in the start.
After.
So tell us what happened
after
then.
After Rebecca Malope.
Yes, after that. And no, dude, that was like a whole continuous thing where they would go forward and in a few, like, they would just go through 2018 and try and fix the PC.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But there was nothing like, was there something iconic about it? Like,
nah, not
it
really.
It was just like, it was dope jokes in between, okay. Pretty much.
They had like a super woke introduction for one of the, like, the comic that went down and did like, a minute of comedy.
I think the funniest thing was when Kanisa
yeah.
came up and your dude that was
the
so
previous
funny.
Award winner.
She was like, okay, and the winner is, and then they like, haven't
no!
even put in the nominations up yet.
Like,
she just said the winner.
She's just like, the winner is, and then she runs off the stage. She comes back and says, the winner is, but it's already on the back, on the screen. So everybody knows. That was timing. That was
Kanisa
so
is not well known for following rules. Because even in the roast, everyone was said, like, do you understand what you need to do? You're going to do 8 of your roasts. We're going to film them. And we're going to put 5 of them in the roast battle. And she did all 8 of hers in one go.
In one go.
And they were like, Kanisa, no. And then they had to cut it. So that you, when you watch the roast battle with her and Jason... She cuts it, so her one, they just cut it, and then Jason talks.
Are you talking about the latest one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, I didn't pick that up. So she rambled.
She did all 8.
Simultaneously.
And Jason also, and another thing, and you're also fat and whatever. And then Jason was like, okay, well, I only got one roast chair for the next.
And then she was done.
She was done, and then they kind of can't, because it's live, they can't. Live editing, they can't do anything, so they just said, okay, cool, we'll do it in editing. But anyway.
So then Jason has to go like, you so...
and then she just looks at him.
Give us 2 beats before your next one, please, Jason. Can you say no, 2 beats before that?
One Mississippi.
Action. Yeah.
Wakanda. That's weird.
Yeah.
But your storytelling in the first season as well, if you remember.
Yes.
Also, you know who didn't really get the rules was a guy by the name of Kiriboni. Remember the first season?
Kim Bones, yes. Malahu.
He was like telling like stories.
To be, must go
yeah,
hard.
That's this guy.
Yeah, but let me tell you about Eric. He did start a story.
Yeah, that's this guy. No, that's how we ended the roast.
That's
so
this
he
guy.
Tell a story and then
yeah, and then he makes that's he's the character in the
he's,
story.
He's
oh
this
no.
guy.
When you start doing like your
would
gags
you
and
roast?
You're replacing names with the other.
It was Warren Robertson. Yeah, Warren Robertson who was against Warren and he was like.
Warren's good.
Allah.
Would you do story. Jax? Would you do a roast battle?
Of course.
Dude, we did 2 roast battles in Cape Town.
With
it was
Rock
so much fun.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
With Martin.
What did you like about it?
I like insulting the shit out of people. It's fun. Like there's nothing better.
What's your favorite diss? What do you go for? Like if you just had a hit Richly hard.
Hit me hard.
Yeah. Champion, by
no,
the way.
No, I can't be racist. I'll be Adam.
Ha!
Hashtag
Adam.
I told you I'm unroastable. I'm unroastable. That's my superpower is I'm unroastable. And you look, you're like, I can't say that. And then it's like, okay.
It's still going.
She Adam'd it.
I'm glad you said I can't be. That's a step in the right direction.
It means I am, but now. I'm taking
not on air. I'll roast you afterwards.
In the court, which is what I fought in the court. They're gonna
off
kill
the records.
Dad, close the windows so they don't hear us.
This is what I wanted to say. Are you gonna add him? I'm gonna add him so hard.
Put the music up.
You were never ready for this, Adam.
No, I can't roast Eric either because I try to say like Eric's so white that he hasn't been roasted properly. Put him back in, but that was didn't fly.
Accuracy. Well done. Mojack did a good job by saying, I look like I use SPF 4 million lotion. Jesus. Like all my
so
lotion.
They went straight for the thing. And Jax, ow, comedy clubs, what's your favorite comedy club in this town?
Dude, I'm actually... Because
you're keen to come to Joburg. Would you come and live here?
Yeah, the thing is, like, I want to come and play here more often so I can actually move here in about 2-3 years.
2 or 3 years?
Yeah, no, dude, there's a reason for everything.
Long-term like, plan, baby.
Long-term 3000. Plans, guys.
Must we send you to the year 3000? 3 years. Rishu drinks water when he's asleep. That is fucking planning. 3 years.
Me,
so at the moment, your strategy is, as a young comic, how long have you been doing it? Six months?
No, dude, 3 years now.
3 years.
3 years, wow.
So yours is a 3-year program. You're like a 3-year person.
It's like my alcoholics
and all that. A lot of her library books haven't been returned. 3 years.
Thanks, Dave.
So which room do you fancy in Johannesburg?
I actually enjoy Parker's.
Wow, the first person ever.
No, yeah. I like it because it's dark. It's got like a darker underground.
But they put the lights. Oh.
I
steal handbags when I'm there. It's great.
So you're roasting yourself now.
It's dark. I love it.
That's incredible. No, but they have light. Oh, no. That's
not true. Okay. All right. Okay. Dark, not dark comedy.
But it's weird because most people when they go to Parker's for the first time.
They find
time,
it very difficult.
They have to adjust. Yeah, it's an adjustment.
I don't know. Like, that's the room that I've had the most fun in Joburg.
What is that on your finger?
This is something I picked up in there, and now I'm going to take it home and tell my parents I met Gareth Cliff and he proposed.
But you didn't meet him.
For those of you listening,
yeah.
So that's to remember. So it's like a remembering.
It's a remembering.
Remembering. Look that's at you right. guys.
You know what? You didn't hear what Gareth Cliff said after he met you. He kind of speaks under his breath. A lot of the things he says. Obviously on radio he can speak loud.
Yeah,
but as he walked around, like, he went, that chick's going to be big in about 3 years.
Yeah, but he's not wrong. I'm already big right now.
Maybe we have WhatsApps on the WhatsApp line. Do we have WhatsApps?
I'm just refreshing.
Refreshing the WhatsApp.
I think I broke it.
Wow.
That is the refresh button, eh? The circle.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, you did a good job.
And where else? Because you said the box was amazing. You loved the space.
Oh, dude, the box is dark.
Do you like
the box? The box is dark.
Did you do some stuff?
Yeah. See, everything dark, right?
No, but the box is probably really dark. Yeah, the box is fucking
lighting
dark.
Is terrible.
If somebody switches off the light, you are fucked.
Dude, but that was dope. Like, I had a great time.
And how, who
at the
were you on with?
Sunday.
Did you get your full? Did you get a 5 minutes? Seven
guys,
minutes,
wait. Whoa, I just remembered. Do you remember the dude that did 1:30 and walked?
Oh,
off?
Yeah, what the hell, dude?
That was incredible.
Webster.
Michelle's
in. He did one gag.
Yeah, Alfonso was hosting. And
I forgot to say, Ryan's not here.
Well done.
There you go. So, Michelle said, is Ryan there?
Yes.
Because he's very quiet.
Ryan, speak up.
Oh, guys.
It's something my fucking guitar.
Because last week I was naked. And but Ryan is listening. He said he would listen.
Yeah, he said he'd listen.
And I actually met Ryan at the same function that I'm at, because I'm at a mining function all week.
That's nice.
And he's doing the catering and I'm doing the beer. So none of us, like, oh, you're doing comedy? Nope, I'll be doing beer. What are you doing? Comedy? No, I'm doing catering. So we really have diversified our portfolios. Well done. But I reckon in 3 years' time, things are going to happen there.
Mining.
I'm putting this 3 years thing to the test.
It's a 3 year thing.
Wow.
It's a long time to test the theory, guys.
5 years is too long.
Are you doing comedy? Have you got, it's weird.
Wait,
have you got a job?
No, I left my job.
What was it? Photography and dancing.
No, dude. I can't dance. Fuck. I can't even run half the time.
What?
I'm fat. Guys, if you want to see
but
how I look.
But tell you not, man. You, like you
really,
just
way to forecast over here and way less. Not one skinny person in sight.
Don't sit next to Rishu. He's like very thin.
Hashtag not Adam.
Do you think there is, do you think the fat shaming, talking about fat and like a lot of bullies about fat.
Body
fat,
shaming and stuff.
How, would you be, because there is a bully thing happening now, Rob Van Vuren and thing are having their working anti-bullying thing. So everyone that's on that bill that night are going to have a boxing match, which is a physical way, which I don't really get.
I would never. I don't want to get hit, bro.
He's going to box Francois Van Cook.
Oh, that's a cuck idea.
It's Francois Van Cook, one person.
Yeah, that's the question, dude. Yeah. That's
I think Rob Finn will find out when they start boxing.
Yeah.
Why are you jumping
I didn't know,
me?
Yeah, I didn't know this is a tag team match.
Why
is this a handicap?
Which one of y'all kick me?
Because they tried to invite me for that that comedian boxing thing.
Have you done it?
No,
don't ever do it,
Rishi. I don't want to fight.
Jax, don't fight. If you find another lesbian comedian, don't hit her in the box. Don't box her.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, it's for charity and those things. And you know what the cool thing is? The bullying thing, when you've got a kid, young, two,
True.
It's the bullying thing is hectic because you can't tell your kid, just leave it. It's so big. It's no, like a massive, that kid's devastated.
You
like,
kick him in the balls, boy. Next time he talks, yeah, kick
what
him
did
in
the kid say? And it's be amazed what gets to them. It's never, it's, you think like when you were at school, there was right. stuff. Like I was a chirpy guy, so I couldn't get bullied back. So I learned chirp quickly, get out of that situation, which was my way of defending it.
Right.
But to give the kid the power to not be bullied is an amazing, amazing
thing. And you also can't, but you also can't determine it. But the weird part is so some strange. Children are bullies. Like, so their environment at home determines how they
got no one to bully at home, so they're small at home. Yeah, when they come to school, they're big.
Abused on some level.
That's exactly what the thing
and
is.
Because you like, in I was in primary, like, with a light when you were first pushed out into the world, it was like that. You'd be like, wow.
I was bullied by a little oak. A little guy bullies me. And I thought, like, don't hit him because it's going to be sore for him. But that didn't even care.
No.
It just came back. Like, who do you think you are? You think you're so special? I'm like, why is he doing this? Then I figured it out. Like, it is the environment.
Yes,
it doesn't feel special.
He's got a problem.
Why do if I stand up and I could public speak and you could probably as well, and it just bugged him that you got an opportunity to advance yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was angry.
That's what it is, and that's exactly how I used to always find. And
so I'm well, not?
Yeah, but I had a lot of, we're cousins, we all went to the same school, so there's about 9 of us. Like,
we're cousins? Is that the cousin of Black Panther?
Yeah. We're cousins. And we would.
Is that what you call when you're together? We're cousins, we're gathered here today.
We're cousins forever!
We're cousins, put down your put down your vibratium.
It was just like an iPhone. But like.
It's
easy not to get bullied, right, throughout primary school.
That's cool, because you had a bit of protection.
There was a lot of family.
So what they did at the school is they do it now at all of them, is they have like a day where the older kids come and spend the day with the younger.
Allowed
and they have to fill in a report and say, was there any bullying? Did you notice any stuff?
But you aren't saying, becomes your big brother. Observing.
Yeah, he observes, but he spends the day. So the grade 8 spends the day with a grade 2. And then if there is any, then they report to it. Wow. So they go, there was a little bit of a weird vibe, and then they look at it. But the bullying, you don't even understand. It's not on the level that we have.
No, but dude, it's social media. It's
social
everything.
Media bullying. Really?
Children are getting stabbed.
So, but now you, when you say, no, they're falling down back. Toilets and getting stabbed.
That's a high level of
teacher
bullying.
Teacher got stabbed, eh?
Teacher got stabbed. They pulled a gun for the teacher this week as well.
Yeah.
In Aldo's.
Did you just say they pulled a gun for the teacher?
For the teacher? Because that's how you want to say it.
So you know.
You can't say it any other way.
On CNN, like, the crossover now to the reporter.
Yeah, they pulled a gun for the teacher, man!
That's how they should do the news anyway.
That's the best news when they cross over. Yeah. Any time they do it, then you can just see, oh, this one's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just standing here.
Yeah, you know what I hate, though? Whenever some shit happens in Cape Town, they always look for the only guy with no teeth.
And he was there.
He's
an eyewitness, but not a tooth
witness. Everything. Yeah.
Are you sure the whole thing was?
He's an eyewitness to robberies, to a flood, to like anything that happens.
He's always there.
Achie, he used to be a gangster.
Yeah.
He's an official eyewitness.
He's got his shirt open and tattoos on his chest. They're like, bro.
With that one kid in the background just
dancing.
There was a thing on SABC where someone put it on Instagram where they're talking about the roads and how they haven't been repaired because of the DA and the SANC or whatever it is. And then in the background, there's a guy towing another car. Goes through the pothole and falls off the side. And they both stand there filming. And then they just look at the accident. And he goes back to the camera like as if the camera's going to go, and now? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now?
What must can happen for the next?
They pulled a gun for the teacher. That's actually quite nice, because the teacher didn't have a gun. So that's fair. That's a fair fight, because the teacher had a knife. And then they pulled a gun for the teacher.
You're going to need this.
In rock, paper, scissors, pulling a gun also.
Even like the teacher that got stabbed. The teacher got murdered the other day, right?
Yes.
The child had, the teacher disciplined him in some way, but like verbally, there was like, like just said to him, whatever was happening.
Stop doing that.
And he went home. And then he came back the next day. In the morning.
So that, do you know that anger is the whole night. He's just sitting there reenacting it like,
as soon as I see him, I'm going to poke him. And that's what he did. As soon as he just walked into the class.
But unfortunately, the kid's life is over as well.
Teacher's life is definitely over.
No, but that kid's done.
What's happening to kids lately? They're taking
more justice
shots
for that
fired,
kid
seriously.
That's
going
to happen to him in terms of the law than there was for the Guptas.
He's going to chill in jail.
And then he's going to learn how to stab people properly.
He's 2,000 spawns of Satan. All these 2,000
children. When were you born?
95, man. Okay. When we still made him good.
Let's talk about this. Let's make this. We've got 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, we just complained about the next one. We're like,
exactly,
these fucking things, they all look older
than
they are.
Like these 90s children. When were you born? 89 in December.
Are you a 90s kid? 89?
88, bro.
88. So let's talk about the fat thing, because I want to do it in comedy. How comedy heals the comedian. So you get the stuff right, and you like Jason does it often. Like he even puts it in his profile there: sexy, fat, something. What does it say?
Funny fat guy. Funny,
look, you need to perform a lot because you've got many layers to penetrate before you can feel better. But it works.
But I mean, you obviously it's at school and it's 3 years. So you went to Weight Watchers and you watched them.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I've made money out of being the
before photo. And then someone came and they were like, "What do you? Wait." I'm watching.
Losing weight just watching this infomercial.
The alcoholics guys have snacks afterwards.
So they do actually have snacks.
And then the depressed guys also have good snacks as well.
Yeah, but they're eating their stress away.
So do you make a note? Do you do it in your comedy? Do you talk about your weight, your body, your things?
I talk about whatever comes up. Is it? And I mean, I do have. Don't worry. I don't want to even go there. Sorry.
Go there.
Go where?
I don't know where you're going.
I wanted to go like whatever comes up, but you know lesbians do have penises, so.
Really?
Don't you want to be on the Naked Show next time?
That got all of our attention simultaneously.
I know, right? Everybody's here.
Do lesbians have a real penis or is it a figurative penis?
Look, everything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
Everything's a dildo if you have enough lube. Okay.
So John T would be proud of that.
John T would be so proud of you.
John T would be
so
proud.
So when you were backstage at Goliath, you said, shit, I'm so nervous. And I looked at you and I thought, no, man, you've got the most confidence I've ever seen in a backstage person. And yet you were nervous. What is it that makes you nervous? Let's talk about young comics.
It's like the caliber of that room. Like, if you haven't played it before, it's like when you play, Cape Town Comedy Club for the first time.
It's a bit nervous.
It's nerve-wracking.
Okay.
And then I shouldn't have done Goliath for, the first evening I got you.
Oh, was that the first night?
Yeah.
Oh,
I see. I should have done it, after the entire week.
The first gig you do is hard. Like, the Clarence Comedy Festival is coming up. And even, I'm not saying I'm Mr. Flippant Confident, but that first night I was nervous for some reason. I'm like, what are these guys expecting from us? Because it's that festival you're on a little bit higher.
Even the first time I did it, what was it, like three years ago now? 2 years ago?
So this is the third one coming this
year. Yeah, it's the third one, yeah. So I did the first one. That first night I was supposed to do an open spot at a gig that Dylan Angel and somebody was doing. And I was just like, I'm fine. I'm going to wait. I'll be okay.
My first one, I think I might also be... nervous.
So that's coming up. Yeah. That's coming up 4, 5, 6 October. Yes. The Clarence Comedy Festival. Yeah. So that's going to happen. And it's a weird festival. It's not where you're going to go to make it big. You're not going to be. There's no scouts there.
Just go to
there's not a scout there from the Daily Show going, I like this guy.
Just entertain the people.
So you're going to entertain the same doers from Rabin the first show. Rabin is there, so you can tell Ryan how good you are.
Yeah.
I like making Rishu laugh because he laughs at the proper evil shit side of that joke.
Yes. Yes. So I was telling about the box, man. So we had this open spot, man. The time limit is 2 minutes, 34 seconds.
How do you mean?
That's the longest or the shortest someone has ever done as an open
spot. Was it Jermaine?
2 minutes. No, this dude's name's Webzat. No, the guy before. I don't remember his name, but he died. He died horribly. You remember that guy?
You rang the bell.
No, we didn't even ring the bell. He just left.
He walked
straight out. But anyway, this Webzat guy goes on. He's from Nigeria, apparently. And he does one weird joke about the Xhosa woman.
In the airport or something.
Yeah. A minute 57 seconds off.
Dude, it was the shortest set ever.
Even as the host, you kind of walked off, you've given him the mic, you walk past the box like this, you go to the bar, you maybe can get a beer, then you'll come back in the door and the guy's
to go back up. Yeah. So yeah, he...
did a joke about...
He did that joke, but in between, he was like coughing, then he complained that his throat was sore because he has flu.
So that part of his set was just explaining how...
Yeah. I sound like this because I'm from Nigeria.
You did 30 seconds of comedy, basically. Yeah,
basically 30 seconds. The other minute was spent complaining about stuff.
So you're fluffing. Fluffing the entire time.
Hard. He had one thing that made people laugh, but then after that...
I want you... Eric, you are at the box more than even the hosts.
Yeah.
Okay, even the person that works there isn't there as often as you. So I want you to start documenting these things, and then you're going to write a book, or you're going to do some interviews afterwards, because there's some interesting characters.
But these guys leave. These guys just bounce. They literally go, no, I died. I'm leaving.
And then it's also nice in 3 years' time.
good old. Rule of three.
Yeah, I reckon in 3 years' time that guy's going to come back and do. I'm now going to do
4 minutes.
4 minutes 20.
I'm gonna
double my time.
3 years of home comedy.
But he's home comedy.
Homeschooling.
But that guy still tells people he's a comedian. You know that, hey?
Yeah, dude, that happens all the time. Mm. That happens all the time.
Actually, people that are funny find it difficult to start calling themselves a comedian. It's a difficult transition.
When I had to fill in the form you and I filled it in at the thing and as I wrote it, I'm like, this is not cool. But that is your job because you can't prove that you have any other job.
Yeah.
If you've finished your job as a photographer and a
But do you walk into a room and proudly be like, yo, I'm a comedian, everybody? Like, oh, I know man. Most people know
I think you wait till your peers kind of say it first.
That's what I'm saying. But
that's also the kiss of death at a bar.
Some guys do one.
Hey, this is Jack Spencer. She's a comedian. Now you're like, Adam's so sticking to you at this, bro.
It literally used to be, hey, this is my friend Chantel. She's a lesbian.
Really?
Now it's, what do you this prefer? Is my friend Chantel. She's a comedian. I'm like,
and the lesbian. I want to go back to lesbian.
Diversifying your portfolio.
That's never happened to me.
Blazing.
This is Dave.
No one has ever called me a lesbian.
This is Dave. Lesbians are scared of him. No, I've been beaten up many times.
That's
actual fights.
By which lesbians?
Nice ones. I mean, I asked them to. I paid good money, but it was
hilarious. I like lesbians.
Guys, we have to finish up. Where are you this weekend?
This weekend I'm doing the Comic Con thing. And tonight I'm chilling with Corbin at the Fire.
Are you and Corbin are friends, hey? Proper.
Very good. Corbin got me into comedy in the first place. Okay. He's my mentor.
Do you feel that you owe him?
Fuck him.
Because you don't want to be that guy that Dave Levinson got me out of comedy.
Yeah. This podcast got me out of comedy.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, but I feel like, not that I owe him, but I owe him like that appreciation. Not anything more, I guess. But he knows. But we still do shit together anyway.
I'm happy to see you all the time because you're growing and thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
Ryan, sorry that you couldn't be here. But we enjoyed.
It's been great, Ryan.
It's been like a normal show. Tell Jack Spencer, where are you tonight and this weekend?
I'm actually taking a breather this weekend because I'm flying back to Cape Town next week. Yeah, because it's 3 years.
I'm taking a 3 year breather.
So you're Martin Evansing it.
Ride your bike to Grahamstown.
Take you 3 years to get there. Yeah. I'm so scared the thing folds while you're riding it. Anyway. My name is Dave Levinson. This has been the Just Now Comedy Podcast. Every Friday at 9 to 10. We will see you. Thanks, Jax, for coming. You said you would be here 3 months ago. Give us another 3 years advance warning when you're going to be coming. My name is Dave Levinson.
Slide in the DMs. My name is Eric Janssen, and we'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.